The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 228, Hide and Seek.
Ursula, I understand that you would like to eliminate your competition, but I don't think that will be necessary.
Competition? Seriously, Master Lister? I don't see her as competition, unless, of course, you do.
She was a faithful servant, but yes, she did turn her back on me. Normally, I would send my Jabotin to eviscerate her. However, that serves me no purpose right now. My goal is to reestablish Rage to its former glory, and you, Ursula, will be at my side for that.
For that, I am deeply grateful. I will never let you down. However, she has turned against you, and for that, she must be punished.
In due time, Ursula. You will be able to satisfy your need for revenge soon enough. However, the business at hand is to land on Titan III and begin our search.
Do you think the IDF scum followed us from Baldabar?
I am counting on it.
And why is that?
I want to know exactly where my enemies are. My guess is that Jaffa will split up the Mercury crew. Half will search for Tyranus, and the other half will search here. I am not their only target.
Which do you think they will pursue first?
Whichever one of us they find first. I think we are equal targets. My guess is that Hanukkah is of more interest, since he possesses what is left of Zokar.
But you are the real leader of Rage. He is nothing but a former officer.
You have to think in terms of what our objectives are. Hanukkah has what's left of Zokar and must remove the circuit board immediately. As for me, my quest will take much more time. He is a much more urgent target.
Do you really think that this circuit board you speak of is that important?
It is not a matter of what I think. It is what they think. For some reason, they believe that Hanukkah can use it to convince what's left of Rage that Zokar lives.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous only until it is believed. And people are eager to believe.
Hey, I heard some shouting in here. Who's gonna kill something? Or someone?
Scarlet here, you know, like the impatient buzzard, tired of waiting for something to die.
I take it you want things to move a little faster?
A little faster? How about a whole lot faster? It's been one roadblock after another. I just want to hop in the stip and head for San Antonio.
Oh, hey, I hear you. Believe me. Back when Kate was hurt, I was being fed a line about a slow recovery, her getting caught in some gang crossfire. I didn't buy any of it. I saw Dad go into the Roosevelt Monument at home and figured it was some sort of transporter. I stole it and led the IDF on a wild goose chase.
And what a wild goose chase it was. She had every IDF agent in the area following that turned out to be her aunt all along. In the meantime, she heads directly to the Mayo Clinic and sees Kate, discovers portal travel, aliens, and the IDF all in one swoop.
Then Kelly, you know exactly how I feel. I'm tired of going through the motions of formal investigations, questioning suspects, and digging through files that aren't even real.
Yes, I do know, and it is quite frustrating. I did what I did because I was being lied to. To get to the truth, I just needed to talk to Kate.
And to get to my truth, I feel like I need to get to Korski. Face to face.
Like I told you earlier, Scarlet, that sounds productive, but in reality, it could foil the whole plan. If they think someone is on to them, they could pack up and we'd never see him again.
That'd be fine with me.
Only briefly, Scarlet. You know you want justice for your parents. Korski needs a stand trial and Bishop needs a room in an IDF prison.
I know you're right. But after Thornton's news about his assignment officer, I just lost patience. Another ghost, another dead end.
Now look, it's only a dead end if we leave it there. We're not going to do that. Thornton and I will track down whoever it was. In the meantime, you and Kelly continue to do your research. Trust me, if there's some good reason to send you in, I'll do it. But for now, play the game.
I will. But honestly, I don't really want to.
Hey, Pappy, what brings you back so soon?
I've been talking to Pierman for the last half hour.
Well, that could be good. Or that could be bad.
Oh, I vote for good.
Yeah, so what did you and Pierman gab about for half an hour?
The familial DNA results came in.
Really? That's awesome!
Oh, please tell us he's related to someone here on Earth.
We found significant markers on a match. Yes, he's one of us.
So there's a relative out there somewhere. Was there only one?
So far. Now if we can find this person, we can request samples from his relatives and narrow down the search. We'll be able to tell which side of the family tree he's on.
Yes, find that tree and then chop it down.
Well, maybe we won't chop it down right away. Maybe we can pick some fruit off of it first.
So this family member is in the DNA database. Do we have a name?
Brian Tanaka. I'm still running down the particulars, as is Pierman.
Hopefully this Brian person will cooperate with us. I guess this is something you'll have to do, since you were the lead prosecutor.
Yeah, but I'll keep all of you in the loop. Barnes, I need your detective agency to do some groundwork on this.
Well, Kelly and I will be at your disposal.
Finally, some real detective work. Don't worry, Scarlet, your expertise will be needed too.
Oh, I'm ready for whatever comes.
Here's all the info I have on Mr. Tanaka. I'll pass on any info we get as soon as it's available.
This could be the break we've been waiting for.
I'll leave you to it then.
Thanks, Pap.
Yes, thanks. Thanks so much.
We'll find this guy.
I have no doubt about that.
Bring the container.
Here. How long do you think we can keep the tissue viable?
The somatic matrix will last a few days, as long as it is in the solution.
There. That should do it. On behalf of Rage, we thank you, Doctor.
You were never here. I did nothing.
Well then, thanks for nothing.
Do you think he can be trusted? I can always go back.
That will not be necessary. He's a former Rage surgeon. It was his honor to help us, and it would be a dishonor to betray us. We need to get this container to the vehicle so that we can connect it to the electrical system.
I understand that this circuit board contains brain cell matter from Zokar, but I don't understand what we are going to do with it.
The board is merely holding a vast amount of valuable data. I plan to seek out a certain surgeon who will implant an updated version in me. We'll then transfer the data.
So why are we keeping whatever is attached to this board alive?
The cells we are keeping viable are what are called somatic matrix cells.
Yes, I heard the doctor say that.
Don't concern yourself with this. Just think of it as a neural connection between my brain cells and the circuit board. It allows the two to join together.
Ah, now I see.
Proceed to this location. I have arranged for a new craft.
That is wise. I'm sure our old one will soon be spotted by the IDF. Where is this doctor?
He currently resides on Titan 3 near Tyrannus.
Titan 3. That place gives me the creeps.
You? I find that amusing.
Amusing? How so?
I've seen men back down in fear just at the sight of you, yet the thought of a planet strikes fear into you.
I fear no one. I just don't like that place. Years ago I got caught in Death River after dark. The things I saw, no man wants to see.
The river beasts, yes. A most unpleasant creature. Don't worry, we won't be going there after dark. My doctor lives on the outskirts of Tyrannus. I know that the town will be crawling with IDF bounty hunters, but we should be safe in his facility.
Bounty hunters? Yes. And I hope a certain one will be there.
I'm sure she is. Remember, it's business first, and then you may settle your score with Gabby.
You feel for certain she is there?
The IDF doesn't know where we are. They will assume that we came here to Titan IV for medical reasons. I'm sure they think we'll stay here for the whole procedure. I also think that they'll send some people to Titan III.
And those people would most likely be deputized bounty hunters. Like her.
Yes, so be patient. We will procure our new craft and then set course for Titan III.
As for me, the sooner the better.
Your number four was a number one.
I thought you might like it. Grace knows it's my favorite, so she makes sure I get a little extra.
Does she ever question your appetite?
Not really. She has two teenage boys at home. She says they both have hollow legs.
Colonel Korski, I notice you did a pretty good job on that number four. Are you sure you're not one of us?
Believe me, that was my limit. I couldn't eat another bite.
So, no dessert?
I'll pass, thanks. You two go for it. I'm gonna have to do some extra laps at the track as it is.
I thought soldiers over 40 didn't have to do PT.
Yeah, and you don't have to get promoted either. Your troops want to see you out there with them, not you watching them through an office window.
I can see that. But are you commanding troops here?
Just a small office. But the reasoning still applies.
Man, I'm glad I work for the GSA.
As I said before, Sam, you're welcome to join us in the gym. 6 a.m. tomorrow.
I'll think about it. While I'm dreaming about breakfast.
I can certainly understand that. But the offer stands.
You know, maybe I'll take you up on that. But you gotta go easy on me. It's been a while since I worked out. I was in pretty good shape for the St. Louis mission, so it shouldn't take too long to get back in shape.
Honestly, as much as you two eat, I don't even see how you can walk right now.
The secret is two stomachs and a fast metabolism. Without that, you'd need a wheelbarrow to move us around.
For me, it'd be more like a forklift. Okay, it's a date. 0600 at the post gym.
You know, they're moving to call these installations bases now.
Sacrilegious, if you ask me. But I'm glad you caught that.
What? Saying post instead of base?
Yes. Do you remember what you called this base earlier when I was at your office?
Yes. I said Fort Sam instead of Joint Base San Antonio.
Yeah. That's one of those little things you have to watch out for. I know it's very minor, especially for someone who grew up calling it Fort Sam.
Wow. You really think it's that critical?
Enough slip-ups like that and any IDF agent in earshot will take interest.
And that is why Sam here is one of our top agents.
If he's one of your top agents, do you think he could be of some help to us?
Let me answer that. These missions that we go on are highly regulated. Agents don't interfere with each other. I told you about Hank in Houston. The only reason I intervened there was because he was eating at one establishment for full meals.
Aha. Yeah, I've seen you eat. That must have drawn a lot of attention.
Way too much attention. I reeled him in and showed him how to hop around at different restaurants for the same mealtime.
He eventually failed his mission, right?
Yes, his local turned on him for some reason.
Well, you don't have to worry about that with me. I'm all in.
And that's what every Hongan operative wants to hear from their local.
And to that, all I have to say is, let's have dessert.
I can honestly say that there were some animals in that clinic that I've never seen.
If you stick around long enough, you'll see them.
I'm inclined to believe that, Vet. He could be lying. But I didn't see anything there that would make me believe that he's helped Hanukkah.
He seemed to be pretty busy there. I think Hanako would want something a little more out of the way. That was a busy place.
All right, I think we can scratch this one off. What's next?
Just up ahead is another private practice. I'm beginning to think that this is just a waste of time.
You're just now beginning to think that?
I know you think that this is a needless exercise, but we need to get eyes on all of these facilities. There's always a chance we could pick something up.
Just keep washing your hands. You'll be fine.
I think you know what I mean.
Do you think we should check in with Jaffra on our progress?
I suppose we could. Tony Simon to Jaffra.
Yes, Tony. Do you have an update?
Not really. We have 7 private practices to search. We've just finished a vet clinic, and so far there's no sign of any activity that might suggest Hanako was here. Have you had any luck?
Well, we have 1 main hospital left to check. So far we have nothing. Stand by. Jaffra for Nate.
Go ahead.
Agent Simon and his team are reporting no unusual activity. The same goes for us. How are you and Liam doing?
We've covered all the emergency walk-in facilities. We haven't seen anything suspicious. Of course, everyone could be lying to us, but all looks normal here.
I'm sure you heard us talking to the others, but we've encountered the same thing here, much like Agent Simon's crew.
We don't have any more facilities to inspect. Would you like us to join up with you?
That sounds like a plan. Join up with us at the park shown in the southeastern sector. Map coordinates Delta 4.
I see it. We'll rendezvous there.
Jaffra for Simon. Did you copy that?
I copy. We will check these other offices out and meet you there. Simon out.
You think that if there was a former Rage general running around with a piece of former Rage leader tucked under his arm, there'd be some scuttlebutt going around. I haven't heard a thing.
You have to remember, Agent Slane, you're in a community made up of Titan III citizens and former Rage soldiers. People are pretty close-lipped around here. No one will claim to know anything.
I can see that. But if we're going to go in as IDF officials, you would think that the pro-IDF doctors or nurses might say something to us.
And you can just keep on thinking that. I believe our best bet is to try and catch him if he makes a break for it, like Lister, whom I think we should have gone after.
At this point, we probably would have achieved the same results.
But if we had gone after Lister, we'd be passing up the chance to capture Hanako and the circuit board. I don't think he'd be on Titan III.
I understand your arguments as to why he's here. I'm just saying we knew 100% where Lister was on his way to Titan III.
Where Gabby, Joe Mack, and Marco are waiting for him.
Well, how long are we going to waste our time searching for this needle in a haystack?
That will be up to Jaffra. It's his bounty. In the meantime, we have a job to do.
This is our next doctor?
Doctor? Doctor who?
precisely.
All right, what have I missed?
I'll explain to you in due time.
So, this is the place.
Yep, this is it.
Well, that's a nice sized clearing in the middle of those trees. You say the camp's not too far from there?
If you go to the east a mile or so, there's a rise. From there, you have a clear overview of the camp.
And this camp, the people there are friendly towards the IDF?
They are former Rage mercenaries, so I wouldn't go so far as to say friendly. More like tolerant.
And you think it's safe to go in there? They might be useful to us.
Yeah, they helped you catch Wi-Fi and Lister before.
It's not them I'm worried about. It's going to be dark soon. We don't want to be anywhere near the river when it gets dark. In fact, we don't even want to be here. Those river monsters will venture out if they're hungry enough. We can stay for a while, then head back to the bat.
Yeah, what about Lister? What if he decides to land while we're gone?
Lister was here when the beast attacked the camp. I don't think he would chance it. Even if he did land, he's not leaving the safety of the ship.
I have to ask, when you and Tam were following in that canoe, what possessed you to slip overboard and risk your life like that? I mean, you could have put some plan into action once you reached camp.
First of all, we needed the element of surprise. I felt the risk was worth taking. I knew I had help not too far behind us.
I made it to a fallen tree in the water and just laid low. Tam made it sound like a monster pulled me under.
Well, that could very well have happened. You were lucky. You were beyond luck.
More like crazy.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, more like crazy.
What can I say? I saw an opportunity, and I took it. It paid off. I was able to get into a good sniper's position. We got the drop on Lister and Wi-Fi. It all worked out.
Yeah, it certainly did. We're back in the same place chasing the same bloke.
Tuh, this time I'm going to insist that they put him away on a distant, abandoned planet with no chance of escape, if that's possible.
You mean like what they did to Wi-Fi?
Point taken. Hopefully with both Dr. D and Bella in prison, that won't happen again.
I'm surprised that Lister didn't bust them out with him.
Because both of them were loyal to Wi-Fi, I don't think he wants them out at all.
Well, that sets up an interesting scenario.
What would that be?
Well, how's he going to react to Hanukkah if their paths cross? Hanukkah is trying to save Wi-Fi circuitry, and Lister wants it destroyed.
That's an interesting observation. Maybe we lure them together, have them fight it out, and then we swoop in and pick up the pieces.
I'm not sure we could make that happen, but if it did, I'd grab some popcorn, sit back, and watch the show.
Popcorn? Hey, have you been holding out on me?
Nah, just wishful thinking.
It's getting pretty late. Have you come up with anything on our man Brian Tanaka yet?
Our research has come up with three Brian Tanakas that we think could have a connection to Korski.
We've been going through the census records for around the time right before Korski first appeared.
That sounds like a good approach. Any luck so far?
No, but we could be looking at a second or third cousin. I think we're going to need a face-to-face with all three of these guys.
We have a few photos of Korski from his West Point days. Maybe one of these Brian Tanakas will recognize him.
Okay, I'll contact Pierman and see how close to where they live we can stip you to. You may have to get a rental along the way.
Well, I think we can handle that.
I'm just excited that we found three names, one of which is a genetic match to Korski. This would not have been possible without DNA.
Well, this brings up an interesting question. What are we going to do if we find out that he has been declared dead?
Or that he is wanted for a crime?
Two things. One, if he was missing or committed a crime, we merely keep him under surveillance until we find out Bishop's endgame.
Okay, then what's the other thing?
Well, if he committed some serious crime, he's not going to be walking around with the same face he had prior to 97.
So there's a good chance that Brian or any other family member wouldn't recognize him. That was way back in 97.
We can only hope that they would know a family member who disappeared back then. We can get a photo who that was and make a comparison. You can't change every feature of your body. We can get Sam to record him and use that as an identifier. Someone just might recognize his voice.
Well, that might be more effective than a photo, especially after this long.
Huh, it's Pierman. I just now sent him a text. Hey, John, just now texted you.
Right after I sent Thornton the DNA results, things are moving fast.
So what do you think of the idea of sending Kelly and Scarlett to visit our three Bryans?
That's exactly why I called you. We've been analyzing the data and have come to the conclusion that the Bryan living in Alabama is your best bet.
I see. Why Alabama?
There are more Tanakas there than where the other two Bryans are. If you can get more samples, we might be able to narrow down who Korski really is.
Sounds like a plan. Kelly and Scarlett are ready to go when you are.
Have them report here by 0800 tomorrow. They'll be traveling by STIP to Enterprise.
Please don't tell me that the STIP is that old bollweevil monument.
No, that thing is too much in the open. Tell them I will have transportation ready for them, plus a list of names and addresses.
Will do. Thanks.
Master Lister. We are approaching the landing area.
Do a sweep of the area.
Scanning.
Listen for any transponder. Returns for other craft.
Do you think that the IDF is here? Their last inspection was not that long ago.
I'm not really worried about the IDF. My concern is Jaffra and his bounty hunters.
And Lenora.
Yes, I will deal with her personally.
The area is clear of all craft and personnel. Prepare for landing.
We will make camp here near the river. Tomorrow, we head for the mercenary camp.
That's strange. I'm picking up large heat signatures. They are not very hot, but they are large.
River monsters.
Will Lister survive the attack, or will his ship be breached? What will Kelly and Scarlet find in Alabama? And will Jaffra's team find Hanukkah? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Monster Mash.